issue of the seal of God, and that's what Ezekiel 9 is about. You can't separate the sealing of God's people with God's people receiving the mark of the beast. It happens at the same time, and that's what we've just read. It's when the decree goes forth, the sunny decree, that is implemented upon God's people. But this next passage, of which there are several, where Sister White talks about the mark of the beast and the seal of God, this next passage is interesting because this is one where she italicizes certain words. She doesn't very often do that in her writings, but she wants to emphasize what she's saying in this passage. So as I go through, I'm going to tell you the parts that she italicized, and that's where she's really trying to highlight her main point. This is from the Review and Herald, April 27th, 1911. If the light of truth has been presented to you, revealing that the Sabbath of the fourth commandment, and showing that there is no foundation in the Word of God for Sunday observance, and yet you still cling to the false Sabbath, italics, refusing to keep holy the Sabbath, end of italics, which God calls my holy day, you receive the mark of the beast. Italics, when does this take place? End of italics. She's trying to ask a question here so we'll understand when the mark of the beast and the seal of God happens. In italics, she says, when does this take place? When you obey the decree that commands you to, italics, cease from labor on Sunday and worship God. End of italics. While you know that there is not a word in the Bible showing Sunday to be other than a common working day, you consent to receive the mark of the beast. Italics. And refuse the seal of God. End of italics. If we receive this mark in our foreheads or in our hands, the judgments pronounced against the disobedience must fall upon us. But the seal of the living God is placed upon those, italics, who conscientiously keep the Sabbath of the Lord. End of italics. Sister White here is clearly emphasizing that at the Sunday test, we either receive the mark of the beast or the seal of God. And at that point, our characters either have the heavenly or the earthly mold forever. And in other words, our probation is closed. And that's what's being described in Ezekiel 8 through 12. Now, that passage you started with says, if the light of truth has been presented to you. And here's another passage that's very important in this study that's similar to that. And this is from Great Controversy 604 and 605. With the issue clearly brought before him, whoever shall trample upon God's law to